ACLU.
That's right.
All right.
So this is our chance to kind of bring to you our words, since you all bring the world your words and the nation your words. We're going to bring to you our words right now and try to just share some work that you've inspired us to write. And we're going to hopefully send you back with some inspiration to go out and inspire the rest of the nation and the world and the universe so that we can do right this year, do right next year. Yeah. Just do right.
Do right.
Just do right. So there are some lessons you learn the first time.
Some lessons you never learn. And some lessons you learn wrong.
Like me.
I used to keep my money piled up on a dining room table in a house, not just unlocked, but open wide.
And when I parked my car somewhere, I left my keys in the ignition, tied to a note that said,
If found, please return to this address. And hey, help yourself to a 20 from the table for your time.
Seemed fair.
Yeah, well, as I stood where my car had been, shelled out 60 bucks for a cab ride to a home that is not just empty but devoid of all furniture and money,
I found myself thinking pretty hard about the lesson my country was trying to teach me on the value of freedom.
Yeah. Oh, and for the first time ever, I locked the door.
Yeah. See, apparently, if something has value, you lock it up.
That's what you
figure. You keep it protected. No. You keep it safe.
Boom.
Thank you, America. Lesson learned. The next day, I bought myself a brand new bulletproof car with OnStar, low jack, an ejector seat, retinal scan ignition, and the club. I also hired a ninja to live in the trunk.
Yep. Now, I wired my front door with explosives, took all my money, put it in an offshore account, and then I flew to Guatemala to personally screen the tellers myself.
You know, you can never be too safe.
I hired a Brink security guard
for my BlackBerry, and I upgraded my computer's firewall technology. Now anyone who spams me is literally engulfed in a wall of fire.
And since I pay all my bills online, I taught all my passwords to my parrot.
Good.
Then I fitted his tooth with a cyanide capsule, and in the event he falls into enemy hands,
I'm not worried.
He knows what to do.
Yeah. But, there is a problem.
I don't drive my car anymore because I'm afraid of the ninja.
So stupid, dude.
Yeah, and I went out of town for a few days, and I forgot to leave him food, and
You just don't piss off a ninja. You know, but the security guy, he's great.
Except
he follows me around everywhere, making me carry around that protected by Brink's yard sign whenever I'm on my BlackBerry.
And after my parrot botched all my passwords, I discovered that apparently I bought the world's first dyslexic parrot. Yeah. I tried to terminate him, but he's gone rogue. I'm pretty sure that little feathered bastard is trying to murder me in my sleep. So I don't sleep.
Yeah, I pretty much just barricade myself in my room, hiding from ninjas and parrots.
Sitting at my laptop in a flameproof suit.
Trying to remember my passwords before I go bankrupt.
And dealing with the fact that I got the lesson wrong again.
And I seemed like I was a whole lot happier when I wasn't so safe.
Yeah, we would have been wise to learn from girlfriend lesson number 32C entitled, If I Were a Condom.
See, my girlfriend. In preparation, Lord, bless her soul. In preparation for her parents' visits, she hides our condoms so well that the mood has too often died to the tragic sound of her shuffling through 17 dusty purses in the back of her closet, muttering to herself, if I were a condom, where would I?
This is the tragedy of trying to protect something
at the expense of your own access to it. The tragedy of grandmothers with flawless couches
covered in plastic, who die never knowing the touch of their own upholstery.
Yes, eating off of America's cheap paper plates while they keep the good democracy safe in the china closet, baby.
Bragging about our vintage bottle of America collecting dust in the wine cellar while we sip off democracy-flavored wine coolers.
Driving a beat-up, dusty old dictatorship with outdated tags.
No insurance.
And a bumper sticker that reads,
My other government is a democracy.
And this...
And this... This is who we've now become. The stamp collector, forever searching for proper postage.
The kid. Who collects magnificent dolls and then plays with imaginary friends.
The baseball card collector, who has yet to see a real game.
The guy who collects those little stickers every time he buys a sandwich at Subway.
Oh, good.
As part of his maniacal plan to live off of enough free sandwiches for a week until they cancel the program on him. They canceled the program on him. And now he's stuck. Get off me with all these little stars with stamps on them and no sandwiches. Damn you, Subway.
We are the old guy at the club.
With our pants on too tight.
Our shirt too far open.
And way too much chest hair poking out, shouting,
That's my jam! And breaking into the Cabbage Patch every time Snoop Dogg comes on.
While we try to convince the young hotties that
America still got it.
Girl.
You like that?
Watch
you
out,
like
girl.
That democracy?
America,
you want to be the Star Spangled Stripe for your ass?
You,
for your ass? For your...
Ladies and gentlemen.
I hate to be the one to break it to you.
But we don't got it no more. America has reverted back from a nation to a notion.
An idea that sits restless on the tongues of those who can't shake the acquired taste of freedom.
We have gone from freedom fighters
to freedom whisperers. We whispered when we should have screamed, quietly handing down our rights from generation to generation like a game of pass it on.
And now the message is virtually unintelligible to those of us at the end of the line who must speak it aloud. But this is what I think I heard. In drag, Hassan's listening.
What was that one?
Because you said the message said in drag, Hassan's
listening. No. No, the message was our flag has gone missing. Not what he heard.
No. I'm pretty sure the message was in drag.
Okay, shut up and think about Subway. The message was... Our flag has gone missing. See, at some point, we became so concerned with the flag's safety, we stopped waving it. You know, it's too vulnerable out there in the open for everyone to use.
So we locked it securely in the china closet.
Huh? Wrapped it up in plastic and threw it in the living room. We locked our flag away in a safety deposit box.
In an offshore bank and hired dictators and bullies.
To protect it from fascists and terrorists.
And ninjas and Taliban.
And that damn parrot.
Because you know...
But, you did turn your back on the parrot when he no longer served your needs, so maybe everyone who hates us is not just a hater.
Okay, well then maybe not everyone who loves us really loves us. They could love what we stand for.
And hate what we've done with it.
And they are not wrong to do so. For the last couple hundred years, we have been walking around talking like the greatest country on earth.
Yeah, but that country is now bedridden with ideals that have atrophied while we were out bragging about them. So talking like the greatest country on earth is no longer enough.
We now need to act like it.
The time has now come to rip off the plastic and drink grape juice on the couch.
To put condoms in the living room table for the family to see.
And have sex down the hall from them
loudly. Yeah! Kick open the china cabinet and enjoy our freedom.
Yes, to buy half a Subway sandwich.
Oh, for the love of... No, listen.
Walk out, walk back in, and use the stickers to buy the other half for free
right then. I finally understand. Our valuables hold no value
if we keep them locked up.
I finally understand that a rich man who never touches his money, he's a broke man.
A fat man who never eats his food is a dead man.
And an America without freedom and justice for all is a sad old man.
At the UN nightclub trying to teach Iraq the new dances.
While violating the world's personal space.
And I finally understand the true hidden meaning of in drag,
Hassan is listening. If we lose freedom... To give freedom, then in the end...
We don't make no damn sense anyway.
Thank you, America.
Lesson learned.